ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
यथा मत्स्य आदि रूपाणि सत्ये जह्यात् यथा नतः भूभारः क्षपितो येन जहो तत् चदेवरम्। यथामत्स्यादिरूपाणि कामत्स्यादिरूपाणि धत्ते जह्याद्यतानतः भूभारक्षपितो येन जहो तच्चकलेवरम्। यथामत्स्यादिरूपाणि
कामत्स्यादिरूपाणि
धत्ते जह्याद्यतानतः भूभारक्षपितो येन जहो तच्चकलेवरम्। यथामत्स्यादिरूपाणि हत्ते जह्याद्यतानतः भूभारक्षपितो येन जहो तच्चकलेवरम्।
यथामत्स्यादिरूपाणि
मत्स्यादि इन्कार्नेशन एज़ अ फिश एटसेट्रा Rupani, forms, dhatte, eternally accepts, jahyat, apparently relinquishes, yatha, exactly like, nataha, magician, puparaha, burden of the world, shapitaha, relieved, Yena, by which, Jaho, let go, Tat, that, Ja, also, Kalevaram, body. Translation: The Supreme Lord relinquished the body which he manifested to diminish the burden of the world. Just like a magician, he relinquishes one body to accept different ones, like the fish incarnation, etc.
Rama vimuttishu tala niyamena tishthan nana avatara makarat bhuvaneshu kintu krishna swayam samabhavat parama pumanaju govindamadi purusham tamam. Govindam, Govinda is Adipurush. So, Adipurush means the original person. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said by Krishna himself, Matta Parapanam Dhanya, Kinchiga Sri Dhananjaya. I am the supreme person. Now, there are different forms of God, Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam, there are different incarnations. Just like Isara, Samabhutanam, Nityesha, Arjuna, Tishtati. That Krishna is staying in everyone's heart. This is also another incarnation. Antajjani. Super soul incarnation. So just imagine how many anantaya kalpate, these living entities are unlimited. So, this incarnation, Ishara Sarvabhutana, the Lord in everyone's heart is staying. So how many? You cannot count, there is no question. Not only that, It is said that Anantarastham, he is staying as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu within this universe. We should always remember that without spirit soul, there cannot be any material development. That is practical. Just like the seed, the living soul, for changing his body, he is put into the stamina of a male. Karmana daivana trena. This is the process of changing body. Daivanatrena. This is being how you have to change your body. That is not under your control. After your death, you are unconscious. Just like that, when you are on the surgical operational table, you are completely under the surgeon. He puts you on the table, you are unconscious, and he is operating as he likes. You don't protest. Similarly, we have got three conditions. This is everything stage. We are talking, but at night we dream. That is called sapno stage, dreaming stage. And there is another stage when you don't dream, you are simply unconscious. If somebody has gone surgical operation, he might have the experience. They are completely unconscious. So, then dream comes. When you come to consciousness, from unconsciousness you come to dreaming condition. From dreaming condition you come to this awakening stage. Similarly, you go from this awakening stage to dreaming condition and from dreaming condition to unconscious stage. So as in the unconscious state, surgical operation takes place, you have no hand in it. You simply do not know what is happening. Well, you are creating a condition of next life by your karma. Just like a clerk in a big establishment, he is creating situation by his work, whether he will be promoted to have official position, or he will be degraded, or he will be rusticated. He is creating. Similarly, we are creating our next life. This life is a chance for creating next life. Tathadehantra prati. You have to change your body. But that depends on your work. It is not the nakasati sridati karma. This karma is not created by Krishna or God. You create your karma. You like this. Somebody wants to come here, and somebody does not want to come. That independence is there. That independence is otherwise, there are millions of people here in Los Angeles. Who is coming here? Nobody. But they are not interested in Krishna consciousness. So, this is the position. You create a situation of your own. Just like when the surgical operation is, you have got a bowel and then you have created by contamination, and the surgeon is simply operating. He has not created that situation. Similarly, your transference to another body is not God's creation, it is your creation. Karanam gunasangasa sadasa dharma jonisu. those who have read Bhagavad Gita, you have seen. Why one is born in low-grade family, one is born in high-grade family, one is born animal, one is born human being, one is born as demigod? Why? What is the cause? Karanam gunajanvasya. Karanam, because these, as he has infected the modes of material nature. The material nature is going on in three modes. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. It is up to you. If you associate with tamagun, then you become next life, an animal, or tree, or fish. There are so many degraded conditions. Jaganna guna vrittisya adhogacchanti tamasa. Those who are in the darkness, modes of material nature, they go down. Adho, adhogacchanti. Degraded. So we create that situation and after that we become unconscious. And the superior agents, prakriti, he takes you, just like the air carries the flavor. You do not see how the air is passing and where the air is there, but it is there. You are smelling very good flavor because the air is carrying, but you do not see. So these rascal scientists, they think that because we cannot see, there is no soul. The subtle laws, he doesn't know. How the soul is so minute particle. 10,000, 10,000 part of the top of the air. Now how can your material science can see it or understand? Therefore they say no soul. But the soul is there. And he is being carried. He is being carried by nature. Subtle. Intelligence, mind, and ego. These are subtle material things. He is covered. As long as he is in the material world, he is subtle body. The subtle body is being carried to another gross body. This is the science of transmigration of the soul. So, you are also changing body. We have to change body. Similarly, Advaita Chitanadi Ananta Rupam, Krishna has got also Ananta Rupam. Our Rupam, our this form is imitation of one of the forms of Krishna. This is imitation. But his forms are not like our forms. His forms are spiritual. He is existing in different spiritual forms. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Ananta means unlimited. But every form is spiritual. So, he is changing. He is changing Jathanatya Dharo Nata. He is changing like Nata. Nata means actor, dramatic actor. That's why in the stage, the dramatic actor is sometimes coming as a king. And next time, by changing the dress, he's coming as a villain. This is an example. Similarly, Krishna is the same, but he has got different manifestations. That different manifestation he takes. Why? Bhubhara. Kapita. Bhubhara. He comes in different forms just to liquidate the burden of the earth, bhubhara. bhubhar or khopita, just to reduce the burden of this earth. When demons are, demonic civilization is there, then the whole planet becomes overburdened with their sinful activities. It is very easy to understand. When in this state everyone is rogue and rascal, then the state becomes overburdened. Overburdened means the duty of the state for arranging police, military and other things. It becomes very much confused. Similarly, if the people are all law-abiding citizens, then the government has no burden. Let things go on nicely, everything is going nicely. Similarly, this is also a great state, the universal state. So when people become rascals, rogues and demons, it becomes very much overburdened. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Dharmasya glani bhavati. Dharma means not a sentiment. Dharma does not mean. Dharma generally is translated as religion. So everyone can say, I've got my own religion, you have got your own religion. Why you trouble to convert me or convert I? They say like that. But actually dharma does not mean that. That you make your own sentiment, I make my own sentiment. No, that is not dharma. Your sentiment, your creation of dharma, just like our Gandhi in India, he was preaching non-violence. So some Hindus approached him, said, you are preaching non-violence. These Mohammedans are killing cows. So why don't you ask them to stop non-violence? Then he replied, oh, this is their religion. How can I stop? But it is nonsense. If you believe in philosophy of non-violence, one may say that this is my religion, that you cannot indulge in that. If somebody says that my state is neutral to religion, if somebody says my religion is to cut throat, the state will allow? You've gone with your religion, yes, it is your religion. Will you stay along? No. Similarly, we cannot create religion. We cannot create religion. This is my religion. Then everyone will escape in the name of religion. Because we have created so many rascals as religion, therefore Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityaju, rascal, give up all this religion. Real religion is surrender to me. This is religion. Otherwise, why Krishna says, give up all religion, Sarvadharman Parityaju. He says in the beginning, Dharma Samasthapana Thaya, I come, I descend, just to re-establish the principle of religion. Does it mean that he came to support Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion? No. He came to re-establish religion. But people do not know what is that religion. They have created their own religion. And some rascal Swami is supporting Jatama Papapa. You can create. Religion is personal. You can create your own religion and be satisfied. This is going on. In the name of religion, every rascal is creating his own religion and he is satisfied. He's satisfied. I've got my own division. Huh? But they do not know. These rascals, they do not know what is the meaning of religion. This religion means to abide by the laws of God. Simple definition. Religion, that is religion. To abide by the laws. Now, if you are a religionist, you cannot deny God. Without God, there is no question of religion. If somebody says, I don't care for God, by my religion is simply to cut throat. Is that religion? So therefore, one must know what is religion. That religion, very simple definition, dharmam tu sākṣāt bhagavatya nītam. Religion is the law given by God. This is religion. So what God is giving as law? The law is that you give up all nonsense religion, simply surrender unto me. This is religion. So, a religious person, it does not mean whether he is Hindu or a Muslim or Christian or Buddhist, he must accept God and surrender unto him. This is religion. This is religion. So, jada jada hi dhanma saklani bhavati, that means when divisions become polluted, at that time, Krishna comes as bhuvara. Because as soon as religion means, I want to explain it, to abide by the laws of, to abide by the laws of God. So, dharmasagrani bhavati means when people do not abide by the laws of God. That is dharmasagrani. Discrepancy in the matter of discerning religion. Just like when you begin to break laws, everyone, then government becomes very furious, harassed, punished, and these things are going on. But if you are abiding by the laws of government, there is no such question to harass you. There is no such, you live peacefully. This is the process going on. So, bhūbhāra, when people become irreligious, not abiding by the laws of God, then it becomes burdensome. Now, how one can say that to cut throat is my religion? Nobody can say that. That's not religion. That means he has no sense of God consciousness. He is a rascal. God consciousness person, what is the symptom of God conscious person? And that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Vidya vinani sampanni brahmani gavi hastini suni cesa sapakita pandita samadarsana brahma bhuta prasannatmana sochati satanchati samasarvesu bhutesu madhakti labhate para. This is a sign of a perfect lay, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Pandita samadarshana, one who has understood God, he is pandit, learned. Without being learned, a fool rascal cannot understand what is God. One who understands God means he is pandit. He's a learner, because he has got the knowledge. Veda means knowledge. What is the purpose of knowledge? Veda is sasadvai ameva vedam. That is Veda, that is knowledge. Any kind of knowledge. It doesn't matter whether it is political or scientific or philosophical or mathematical. There are different. But the ultimate aim should be to understand what is God. That is knowledge. Because you, human being, You are advancing in knowledge. But what is the goal of knowledge? The goal of knowledge is to understand God. That is the difference between dog and me. He has no goal of knowledge. He's simply eating, sleeping, jumping and barking, that's all. That is dog's business. See, if you go on like that, eating, sleeping and begetting children and barking in political conference, then you are dog. You are not God. You are godly. Nobody can become God. That is, but you can become godly. Similarly, people have become just like cats and dogs. This is dharma supply. Therefore, the incarnation is already there. Krishna is there. Krishna's instruction is there. But people are not taking advantage of. Everything is there. That's what our Krishna consciousness movement is, to rescue these rascals from this ignorance and give Krishna consciousness. First philanthropy war. They will become dog next life. We are trying to save them. Don't become dog. Just become God or godly. This is our movement. But they are persistent to become dog. Even they are coming here, again falling. They are persistent to become dog. So that is nature's law. What can be done? So this is the Bhubhara. Bhubhara, this Krishna consciousness movement is also incarnation of Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute. Krishna and Krishna consciousness is the same. That is absolute. In relative world, consciousness is different from the person. But in the absolute world, consciousness and the subject matter of consciousness is the same. Krishna and Krishna's name is the same. Krishna and Krishna's form is the same. Therefore, when you worship Krishna's form, it is not waste of time, it is worshipping Krishna. Because Krishna is all omnipotent, he can accept your service. By presenting himself in his form. But Krishna can do that. That is his omnipotence. Otherwise, why Krishna will say, Patram puskam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. Tadaham atnami. If somebody gives me something to eat, it doesn't matter. Very valuable, very palatable dishes. It doesn't matter. Even patram puskam. Little flower, little fruit, which any poor man can collect. Just like if he is a very, very poor man, he has nothing to offer to Krishna, but you want to offer something, so Krishna says, all right, offer me a little fruit, little flower. So if you have no money to purchase, if you go to your friend, sir, I want to take little flower to offer to Krishna. At least if he's human being, he'll never deny. Yes, take it. If he's a dog, that is different. If he's a human being, you can collect this little flower and fruit anywhere, any part of the world. So Krishna worship is so easy. Universe. Other worshipping method, you have to collect so many things. Then you can worship. Or you must have temple, you must have church, you must have worshipping place. But Krishna is everywhere. And you can collect this patram, puspam from anywhere. You can worship Krishna anywhere. But you have to learn how to worship. What is that learning? Bhaktya. That is in it. Therefore Krishna says, Patram Puspam Phalam Tuyam Jomi Bhaktya Prajachati. This Patram Puspam is not important thing. The important thing is bhakti, devotion. That is what. Without bhakti, if you offer Krishna a very big plate, Krishna is not hungry to take your food. He'll not accept it. He'll not accept anything if you do not offer with your love, bhakta, love and serving spirit. My dear Krishna, you are so opulent, I have nothing to offer you, because you have got everything. But I have tried to collect these things to my best power. So I am offering you, kindly take it. This is mantra. This is mantra. Don't require much mantra. There is meekness and humbleness. Krishna, I am most insignificant. I have nothing to give you. Neither you are very much hungry or you to take me. Yeah, but many, many. Lakhi sahasra sato samrama se bumana. Krishna is had by the goddess of fortune, not one, many millions. Here we are praying to goddess of fortune. My dear goddess of fortune, kindly give me little fortune. I am very poor. That is our position. We are praying. But Krishna's position is that Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam. The goddess of fortune is praying. Krishna, let me go please. They are all goddess of fortune. Krishna, kindly take this service from. This is the position. So what Krishna, why Krishna will come to you? Take your puska. Because Krishna wants that you surrender. That is equal. That is equal. Therefore, we should serve Krishna. Because without bhakti, many times Krishna says, bhaktyamam abhijana. Simply through bhakti, you cannot understand Krishna. By your so-called scholarship, scientific knowledge, and speculation. These are all useless, nonsense things. You cannot understand what is Krishna. Krishna clearly says, bhakta mama vijana. Bhakta. Simply like devotional service. One can understand. Bhakti means serving, service. Sevan mukhi hi jivhado svameva surata. When you become in service attitude, just to serve Krishna with humble attitude, with devotion, then Krishna will be. Otherwise, you cannot understand Krishna. It is not possible. If you think that I am a very rich man, I can offer Krishna so many things, nice dress, nice food stuff, Krishna is in my grip. No. Krishna is not so cheap. There also it is said that Vedesu Durlava Adurlava Atma Bhakto. You cannot understand Krishna because you are very large scholar in Vedic knowledge. No. Vedesu Durlava. It's very difficult. But Adurlava is very cheap unto his devotee. It's very cheap. That's why like Vidhu. Vidhu invited him. And Krishna did not go to Arjuna's house, Duryodhana's house. Very palace and building. Vidhu, a cottage. So he went there. And Vidhu being in ecstasy, was offering him some banana. So he was so overpowered by ecstasy, that instead of giving the fruit banana, you are giving the skin and personality. So, when he came to his senses, he saw that I have given him only the skin and personality. So this is bhakti. This is bhakti. Krishna wants that. Krishna can eat anything. Either you give the pulp or skin, he can eat anything. Because he is all powerful. And everything is equal to him. So real thing is bhakti. So, when people become rascals and nonsense and do not care for God consciousness, devotion to God, that is become bhubhar, burden. And that has now become. Now, Krishna has, because at the present moment in the Kali Yuga, Krishna formally came to kill big giant demons like Ravan and Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, very, very big giant. But at the present moment, where is that big giant? They are all poor. There is no, although by mentality they are all rogues and rascals and demons, but in material condition they are very, very poor. That is stated. Manyas mannamatayo mannabhagyajupadhita. People are so unfortunate that even the bird and beast, they can get their two meals, eating, sleeping, mating, they have got their arrangement. At the present moment, a human being has no arrangement what he is going to eat in the morning or in the evening, whether he has got any chance of sex life. Or these things are preliminary requirements. But nobody is guarantee of these things. They are so unfortunate. They are not getting the preliminary necessities of life, what to speak of Krishna consciousness. They are so unfortunate. So, why should he come Krishna to kill them? They are already killed by the laws of nature. They are already killed, half killed. Therefore, Krishna has come in the form of his name. Please chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.